I'd like to take you inside an old and creaky mansion now. It's been given a makeover by the street artist Roan, aka Tyrone Wright. He hasn't exactly given the place a polish. Instead, he's covered it in dust and cobwebs and what looks like mould to make it look even more dilapidated and abandoned, all in the name of art. He showed producer Alice Walker around his installation, Empire.
Hi.
Hi, Roan. Alice, pleasure to meet
Welcome.
You.
Yeah, come on in.
Gosh.
In an Art Deco mansion tucked away among the trees in the Yarra Ranges outside Melbourne, street artist Roan is giving me a tour of his latest work.
I feel like I could direct you, but this is what we tell everyone. So you're walking in the front door here.
So we get a map when we come in, and this is what we're looking at.
And there's upstairs and downstairs, and you can explore the whole house here. I'm Roan, I'm an artist from Melbourne, Australia. And I've been working on this project for a year now. It's called Empire, and it's situated in the Yarra Ranges in a small area called Sherbrooke in the middle of the forest. And it's a giant mansion that was built in the 1930s, and no one's really been in here for decades. It's almost like a ship in the forest. Like, the shapes of it is just beautiful, and you can see it's just like, you know, the stillness of like the way it's just been left here for so long.
The name of the mansion is Burnham Beeches. It was the home of industrialist Alfred Nicholas and his family when it was built in the 1930s, and has also been a hospital, a hotel, and a research facility in its past lives. Roan had never seen it before when one of its owners, celebrity chef Shannon Bennett, asked him if he wanted to use it for one of his pieces.
From the outside, like, I already kind of romanticized what it would look like on the inside. And when I came in, I was almost disappointed that, like, there was nothing here. There was nothing for me to start with. Like, it was totally stripped out, and it was more of a construction site. But that also gave me the realization that this is a total blank slate to start with.
Roan set to work collecting, he says, hundreds if not thousands of objects, from champagne glasses to vintage shampoo bottles to bed frames, to completely transform the space.
Like, my vision is, it's a space that someone's walked away from, and, you know, they're obviously of immense wealth to have once lived here, and, like, they've come to the realization that, you know, this is just an empire of dirt in the end, and it's not actually of anything of value, and what's important is more the relationships, and I'm trying to tell a story through the objects and within the house of what may have happened here and why someone would have walked away from all this.
To create this scene of abandoned opulence, Roan and his team of collaborators, which includes interior stylist Carly Spooner, composer Nick Batterham, and botanical design studio Loose Leaf, have in a sense rebuilt the house on the inside. It's so realistic, it's easy to miss the work that has gone into it. The ceilings have been painted to look like they're covered with black mould. Peeling wallpaper has been specially designed, and a subtle smoke machine adds to the atmosphere as Roan lets me take in the various rooms.
Upstairs?
Yeah, let's go upstairs. Oh, this is a great building for getting footsteps.
Yeah.
And is this an original chandelier? Was this here?
No, it's originally from a reception centre in West Footscray.
Ah. What about this dust? You've brought all this in?
We brought all the dust in.
Where's it come from?
It took a long time to work out how to make dust. There's a lot of different kind of advice I got, and some was dangerous like asbestos, and some was really expensive like this perfect clay that they use on some movie sets. And then it turned out that the Piggery Cafe has a wood oven,
which is just on the same property downstairs. Yeah,
so I was just walking past the cafe, and there was like a wheelbarrow full of ash, and I was like, what is that, and can I have it? And they're like, yeah, have it all, you know, we just throw it out. I was like, oh, of course. And it's the perfect kind of fine, almost white, but not kind of texture, and the way it just floats in the air and just covers everything. So yeah, it just gives it that beautiful effect. You know, just you add just decades and decades in minutes.
I'm glad you didn't go with asbestos.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Me too.
Roan says he tried to avoid reading too much about the house's history so it wouldn't influence the fantasy story he wanted to tell. But I find out there's another reason he doesn't want to think about the house's past. When I was looking into Burnham Beeches, I saw some references to the place supposedly being haunted. Was that part of the attraction too for you?
I like the idea of it being haunted, but I honestly cannot even let that get into my mind because I spend a lot of time here alone. Yeah, there's been points at night and it's dark and there's a lot of animals outside and it's like, I just have to leave. I just like, I don't know what that noise is, and it's such a big house, and it's coming down the other end of the house and you're by yourself or from the basement, and it's like, yeah, it's time for me to leave.
The installation is haunting enough. Roan's signature murals of aloof women's faces look down from the walls over scenes of dust and cobwebs and branches seemingly growing out of the walls.
It looks like nature's starting to come back and take over the building once again. And that was a little bit of a storyline that you see just like walking around this property and driving up here, how important the nature is to the area and the way the building is already surrounded by trees that, you know, you could see this place just being engulfed if it was left for another few decades.
I wander through rooms filled with a dining table set up for dinner, a suitcase left open on the floor, and a grand piano apparently still playing a ghostly tune. But there's one room that really makes me stop.
Wow. So we're looking through a window into a library that's flooded with really dark, inky water.
Yeah, cool.
How about you tell me what we're looking at?
I think the space is about, you know, totally destructive in a sense, but still this kind of stillness and beautiful kind of moment, even just like the reflection in the water, but also something that's totally destroyed at the same time. Yeah, the way it reflects, we had to put a little fish pump in there so you could actually see it was water, because when it's still, it just looks like it's resin or glass or just a polished acrylic or something like that. But yeah, it's real water. And the logistics behind it were a nightmare, and we had to do it twice because the first time it leaked. So, learn a lot of lessons.
Roan has become known for working in spaces marked for demolition. Burnham Beeches isn't going anywhere. There are plans to develop it into a luxury hotel. But Empire will be taken down at the end of its 6-week run, so the project retains a mysterious urgency. It's a more elaborate and immersive piece than his earlier works, but at its core is his key idea of ephemeral beauty in decay. It's the reason Roan has been painting women's faces in rundown buildings for years.
After months, they would start to rot and fall apart, or people would tear at them, and, you know, there might just be the eyes left and they actually look better. I think, you know, thinking about it for years, it's that fragileness of something that's just about to fall apart that kind of makes it more beautiful. It's like it's more important, and I think that's something with street art and graffiti that kind of does, you know, give people that you have to go see it now while it lasts, you know, because it could be gone tomorrow, and it's what makes it exciting. And I kind of hope this whole project has that same energy, in a sense of like it's important because it won't be here in the future.
Is that where your fascination for these abandoned spaces came from? Is it that street art sensibility for, you know, places that are temporary, that, you know, street art is often out in those kind of spaces on the margins? Do you think that's where it comes from?
Yeah, like for me, you know, abandoned spaces is, you know, as a street artist, you see it as an opportunity. It's like, oh, maybe we can go there and paint and no one's going to bother us. And so, you know, exploring those spaces, and sometimes you find beautiful objects and like you walk around there and you go, oh, I wonder what was here once. Like, was this a business or was this a home, and what kind of home was it? And those little bits and pieces of the objects that you find start to tell a story, and I'm trying to make that experience part of this.
Roan speaking with Alice Walker about his installation Empire. And the music you've been hearing was composed by Nick Batterham for the project. To see some images, please head to our website. And Empire is showing at Burnham Beaches outside Melbourne until April the 22nd. Now, it's actually sold out, but it has been preserved digitally in the hope that when the Art Deco mansion is turned into a hotel, you'll be able to walk around it and see the installation on your phone using augmented reality. So how about that?